Our Lord was killed over a theological issue, ultimately coming down to claiming that he was the Son of God. Peter was killed, as were the Mexican martyrs, for being a disturbing factor in the society. Mexico at that time was very much under the influence of what was going on or had been going on in Europe. I've tried to trace that every once in a while, because I think we have to be aware of what's going on. You know what? I'm going to go through it a little bit again, you know. When Newton, who was himself, you know, a rather devout deist anyway, began, in the genius that he had, to plot out the laws by which this physical universe operates. And he said, you can explain all the physical phenomena through math. I can't do it yet, but it's doable. And since people without a living faith and experiential faith figure there's a God because lots of things happen they don't know any, they can't explain. Why does ice expand at 4 degrees centigrade? And, you know, of so many things. And this opened up the door to the explanation of the physical universe. Well, if your only understanding of God is he makes things happen that nobody else can figure out, and now you can figure them out, there's no God. Now that drive is the basic drive in European culture since at least the 18th, probably 17th century. It's atheism, but a very particular kind. It's what Father de Lubac, Cardinal de Lubac, by the end of his life, called atheistic humanism. Man is the center of the universe. He's given away his royalty by believing in some god someplace. This is Nietzsche, Feuerbach, so many others. And therefore, people who continue to believe in God and all that type of thing, they are an obstacle to the progress of the human race. They have to be eliminated. It was on that basis that the Jews and the Christians were put into concentration camps not many years ago. In Mexico, then, those who were leading religion were an obstacle to the future of the human race. They have to be eliminated. And so they were found, persecuted, and shot. On the basis that this notion of God, a father, a loving father, who takes care of his children, is an obstacle to the true development of the human race. Today, those who are so naive as to think there's some God telling us what to do about abortion are in the same boat. You know, if you want to advance in humanity, you have to take control over the physical laws, including the laws of what's conceived in a woman's body. It's very simple. And this, you know, medieval, antiquated idea that there's some God and God gives this life, we can make this life in a test tube. And so this is an obstacle. You're going to overpopulate the world, you're going to blah, 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 you know, and you've got to be eliminated. You know, if you're not willing to go along with this and our new understanding of sexuality, then you're out of it. An editor of a national newspaper was speaking to the bishop of the diocese, that diocese, and he said, Bishop, you don't understand. We have an advocacy stance. so much for news. Well, we all know that. But there's somebody saying, Bishop, why? Because wise up. We're after you. We're not reporting the news. We're a propaganda sheet. And this is what lies under that. God is an illusion. We're all there is. Well, what happens when you're all there is in this world, though you never dare admit it, you're scared to death? What happens next? You look for any force that might help you except God. So you have so many leaders and so many leaders back in the, you know, the last century, and so they're into the occult. Now if you take a step behind that, who's behind all this? Satan, to destroy the human race. He's been able to succeed in an enormous worldwide way because of our stupidity, self-centeredness, and selfishness, and because of the laziness of the Christians. Not preaching the gospel. I don't mean just blah, blah, blah preaching. The one unmistakable, irrefutable proof for the existence of God is love. There's a, say, von Balthasar wrote a book, Only Love is Credible. That, you can't put that in a test tube. You can't reduce that to the physical laws. Love. People forgiving, loving, caring for the poor, not because the existence of the poor bothers me, but because it bothers them. So much of this, we're going to take from the rich and give to the poor. You'll always notice those who say that never take from themselves, though they're quite rich. All the leaders of the Communist Party in the Russian heyday all owned 3 and 4 villas. Did everybody else? You know, it's so this is what we're facing, you see? This movement toward a world government, a little bit of organization in this world and a little bit of help in keeping peace would be a good thing. But this world government is asserting we are all there is. And you're in the way of progress. That, of course, is the driving force of every utopian scheme. It justifies getting rid of anybody who's not able, who's an obstacle to this scheme. So Mao Zedong got rid of 70 million people. Hitler got rid of 10 million. Stalin got rid of 20 million. Utopia is always the justification for murder. Peter, the first pope, canonized, still according to the preface, guiding the church from heaven. See, he got caught in this. Because these Christians were not worshiping the gods of the establishment. And the charge against them was atheism. Today it's more like you're not PC. You're an obstacle. Now who's behind all that? You remember I brought down one time and read for you Father Mullah, his definition of what John means by the world. And if you remember the last part of that, under all of this is this world of rejection and hatred. It's Satan, able to fool 6 billion people because we connive in it. Now, the mercy, the compassion, the care for this world has been entrusted to us. We have to pray. We have to preach. And since we're doing such a poor job, Mary, the Mother of God, has come from heaven, is it 10 times, 8 times in the last 100 and some odd years, to tell us what to do, to pray, to intercede, to bring up the children in a way that their minds are clear and they have experienced God. The Father has poured out this charismatic renewal to restore to the church an experiential faith. And it so cuts across the godless culture which most Christians have absorbed that they're resisting that too. I don't mean everybody who resists is an atheist. I mean, it's in the culture. And that's where we are. But von Balthasar, nur der Glaube ist, nur der Liebe ist glaubhaft. Only love is ultimately credible. You can't explain love. And the more selfless the love, the less explanatory you can find a reason. That means what we're getting ready to do is to love, 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 never counting the cost. And that will preach the gospel. We can start now, while it's easy, by evangelizing, by loving, by forgiving, starting among ourselves.